Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, the scammers out there are getting desperate. They used to call us, and now increasingly I'm getting emails from random people saying hello or asking for money. I guess I'm not the only one being targeted with this scam. This woman is probably a Jeet in disguise asking if some random guy can cash app her $200. He asks her where she's from, and then sends her a link to a job postings page. The best way to play incel Jeet scammers is just to ignore them. Eventually they run out of ways to contact us. Up next, would you smash this goth chick with her Satan Loves Me shirt? Instead of running for your life, many of you would probably try and fix her. Then again, you better be careful because these days, from the look of that small chest, that might be a dude. The best part is Satan getting back to her and telling her to stay the hell away from him. Looks like even Satan wants to corrupt young virgins, and his work is probably done with this one a long time ago. Number three, what the hell happened to this weather girl? Did she get Stormy Daniels or something? Maybe she's a weather girl in Baltimore and Detroit with a large black population, and her ratings actually went up along with her weights. The best part about being with the large woman is that no matter where you grab her, it feels like you're grabbing her chest. According to Pierce Brosnan here, he doesn't see a problem with what she's become. Moving on, why is it the liberals and communists find Muslims irresistible? The Soviet Union thought it could control the Muslims in Afghanistan and assimilate them. Even America going in there tried the same. Now the West is inviting Islam and thinking it can assimilate Muslims there. Remember that even Iran used to look like this. You can never bet against Islam, and welcoming it in is like welcoming in a werewolf into your house that'll devour you or turn you into one too. Number five, they say that men who date younger women are often much happier. Of course, because beauty and fertility in women are what men seek out as our biological imperatives. But I would wager that the happiest men are those that don't date at all. Because while younger women have far less baggage and much lower notch counts than their older counterparts, they still get moody. Sure, older guys like this are happy for a few months, but eventually the novelty wears off. Up next, people say that Lego is putting out the most predatory stuff these days. There's nothing like good old-fashioned nostalgia bait to get adults to buy what was once a kid's toy. I'm part of the Lego community, and this is the favorite build of 2025 for many Lego reviewers. I don't buy Lego sets, though. I build my own creations, which is what Lego was meant for. What would be better is if Nintendo re-released the original Game Boy, and if it was this price, I know I'd buy it. You can't even play games on this thing. Number 7, this woman spent 3 years trying to regain her boyfriend's trust after cheating on him. But she says it was more important to forgive herself. If I was her boyfriend, I would have left her for cheating. Only a simp would have stayed after such a big betrayal. Plus, she isn't even taking accountability. She cheated on him with some chat, no doubt, and tried to monkey branch to him, and things blew up in her face. Now she's embarrassing her boyfriend even more with this story. Moving on, remember everyone that Nancy Pelosi was around in the 1960s. And here's JFK checking out Iraq. I bet the last thing he was thinking was that she would become the first female speaker of the House one day and remain in Congress for 40 years. Or that she would be the best stock trader in American history. If you think that's something, then check her out talking to Julius Caesar here. Notice that he's not amused. Number 9, this kid asks his father that if socialism doesn't work, then why do people support it? Daddy says because they don't work either, son. That and many of them don't work and think that a communist utopia will provide them plenty of leisure time. What they don't realize is that they will be the first ones sent off to the work camps. Remember that socialism is so amazing that people build boats out of trash and sail them through shark-infested waters to live in a world of capitalism. Up next, can you name this movie? Sure, it's Total Recall. And there's Richter on the left at the party. And there's Schwarzenegger next to him. Wow, he looked so young back then. I hope you enjoy my cheesy humor because of course I know this is RoboCop and that's Clarence Boddicker on the left and Murphy on the right. I hope I had you going the second time as well. But obviously that's Starship Troopers, and I'm glad I had the privilege of watching it back in the theaters almost 30 years ago now. Number 11, even 50 Cent is pissed off at Zoran Mamdani for his plan to defund the police and tax the rich. It's almost like he's taking the playbook from Bane in Dark Knight Rises, where Bane locked all the cops up underground and let all the criminals take what the wealthy had. Who knows, he might actually blow up the bridges and tunnels too, so that no one can get away. Then again, people will make boats out of their bathtubs to escape across the Hudson River. Moving on, apparently this is how women on the left choose their men. They choose muscular hunk chads that hate Nazis, but they hate guys that vote for Trump, listen to Joe Rogan, and call women females. Isn't it amazing how much they get triggered by simply calling them a female? I also have a really hard time believing that a guy that looks like this isn't transphobic. This guy can have any value system he wants, and women on the left will still date him or let him smash them. Number 13, from 1953 to its 1970, United Airlines offered a man-only flight featuring cigars, cocktails, and full steak dinners. It was super popular, but I bet that feminists shut it down. This is back when America was a proper country. Imagine if an airline tried to create something like this today. Women would set fire to the planes. But just imagine the quiet on that plane and guys being at ease not having to censor the language. It would be like heaven on earth, but in the air. Up next, 1 in 2 Americans can't name the state. Well, you guys are in luck, because I can name it. It's called Portlandistan. Obviously it's fake, but I bet half the Americans polled would probably think it was a real place. It's probably the place from the Goonies where One-Eyed Willie set up his headquarters. To be honest, most of the map isn't real though. There are 2 New Mexicos, 2 Colorados, and Wyomings. I guess the most people didn't even notice those. Number 15, this is Scott Wiener, Nancy Pelosi's most likely replacement. You just know he's going to be worse than Pelosi. At least Pelosi gave us some great stock picks. This guy's also properly named to be riding around on a pride parade float, wearing a coat that's burning a hole in my retinas. Dressed like this, you just know that instead of stock pick recommendations, he's going to give us great suggestions for local bathhouses and where we can get our prep. Moving on, here's Rama Dewaji, Zoran Mamdani's wife. I doubt her purity because she looks like she got a 1,000 schwing schwang stare look in her eyes. Our society is so fat and brown now that the below average woman like this is now seen as a bombshell. I don't think any of us would smash this socialist, even if she were the last woman on earth. Look on the bright side though, at least she's somewhat of an improvement from this. Number 17, meanwhile, look at those wonderful people in the UK Parliament. It's just a youth parliament, but it'll be real when they take power one day. With hair like that, they will make Parliament look like a clown college. Wait until they hear about the punk movement from the 1970s and 80s, and decide to do something like this with their hair to stand for reconciliation with the native tribes and the Mohawks, even though England doesn't have any. Up next, what rap name would you give this guy? How about Little Belly Flop or Belly Smalls? Other possible names include Notorious P.I.G., Little Life Expectancy, Busta Gut, Tubby Tubbs, MC Overflow, and Bubba the Hutt. The real question we should ask is, how did he get that big in the first place? And my favorite name would be Stay Puff Daddy. We just know this guy will be dead by 40, but that's not fair considering that Hendrix only made it to the age of 27. Number 19, this 68-year-old man is a moron. He chose to have $28 million paid to him over 26 years instead of taking a lump sum payment. He's most likely going to die in the next 5 to 10 years, and then what happens to all the money? I wouldn't be surprised if the money that would have been paid to him after he dies just stays in the lottery corporation. Also, with the way inflation is going in 26 years, a loaf of bread will probably be $10,000. Plus the stake and hall lottery payments, and they've done it in the past. Moving on, name a Dan Aykroyd role that isn't Ghostbusters. How about Blues Brothers, My Stepmom's an Alien, Spies Like Us, and The Great Outdoors? The reason that most young guys don't know any of those films and any of those roles is because he hasn't really been seen in anything except the recent 2 Ghostbusters films, which were just a nostalgia cash grab, especially the first one. The second one was just a waste of potential. I've seen Aykroyd in real life in Toronto a couple times, and he looked pretty massive. Number 21, it's crazy how most of the people wanting socialism don't really contribute much to society anyway. They're just envious and they want to see other people burn, and they want their stuff to be redistributed to them for free. What they don't realize is that their socialist leaders always end up stabbing them in the back and taking the wealth from the rich for themselves. So in the end, everyone is poor and suffering, except the chosen few that are in the government. Up next, here's some doofus that says, here he is walking up to a girl that lowered her standards for him. Yeah, how often does that happen? It's usually the other way around, and women still end up being ungrateful and treating you terribly. Once they disrespect you, even once, the relationship is technically over. The only good thing about lowering your standards to be with a woman is knowing that the odds are she won't be leaving you because she can't do any better. Number 23, I know what you're going to say when you hear this next story. You'll say I can fix her, but no, you probably can't. This woman tortured and abused Alex here and also controlled him. And in the end, she was sentenced to 7.5 years, but only served 3 years and 9 months. I wonder what kind of sentence he would have received if he had done the same thing to her. Probably life in prison with a chance of parole in about 25 years. Moving on, Kim Kardashian failed the bar exam to become a lawyer after her 6-year journey. Looks like she needs a lot less selfies and more studying. This must be really embarrassing for her considering that Kamala Harris passed the bar exam. But she shouldn't be ashamed because I've known plenty of other more intelligent guys than her that didn't pass the test to become a doctor or lawyer. At this point in her life, no matter what she does, she'll still be a 304. Number 25 and the last one, why the hell did Ariana Grande do this to herself? And why did Hollyweird just accept that she did it and didn't seem to try and get her some help? Anorexia can be life-threatening and I didn't watch Wicked because of her and her co-star, who were both insanely thin in it. I couldn't help but think I wanted to throw some ribs and donuts through the screen to help them. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.